This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Welcome to the Color Me Dead So-Sode. We usually talk about murder and fuckery most foul, in detail with a splash of dark humor.
But in our So-Sodes, we may or may not talk about true crime. This is where you get the gory gal playtime. It may be squirrel hunts that went too far off topic for the regular sodes, and bloopers, and whatever else.
So if you don't like bad words like fuck or cunt, this might not be your thing.
And if you do, welcome to our shit show.
Hello, everybody. And welcome to So-Sode 83.5. We finally get the Lion King story from Emily Duvall. I know that I made you wait a week and that was an asshole move of me, but last week was ridiculous and our schedules didn't line up. And actually, I can't even blame it on her. It was me. I was super busy. And I took a few days off and, you know. Yeah, no. So I'm going to, we're going to call her and get her Lion King story. I want you guys to go make sure you check out Addicted to Podcasting on Facebook. It's a group where we all share about our favorite podcasts. You can, if you have your own podcast, you can plug it. If you're thinking about starting a podcast, then you can ask around. We will help you. It's by Age of Radio, which is the network that we are with on our show, and we could help you out. As soon as we get 500 members, we're going to do a drawing for a pair of Studio Sweden headphones. All you have to do is go over, join the group, and comment on who your favorite podcast is or podcasts are, and you'll be entered to win the drawing. I might change it to 250. We might have to do one at 250 members and then at 500 members again. So get your asses over there. Quit finger popping each other's assholes. Get over there. Join the goddamn group. Interact with us. We have the textisodes coming, which are just going to be ridiculous. After you hear the shit that Chuck, Adam, and I recorded from Learning to Curse, you will see how ridiculous it can be. We will be... I don't have their side of the audio for that, so I'm not going to be able to post it with this, so I'm going to get it edited and out as soon as I can, so you'll get extra. I'm just slinging episodes all over the place at this point because I can. So people who are behind are going to be just fine over Christmas break when I take a break, when Angel and I take a break, which, by the way, only a couple more days till she comes home. So let's give old Emily a call and get started on this Lion King story.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Oh, I'm lovely. How are you?
Oh, I'm very, very well. Just watching some Bad Santa, and I don't know why I'm talking like this.
I do that to my niece all the time.
My white chapel in me just comes out, you know.
I always make my niece do that when we do stuff. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't hear you unless you're in a British accent. And then she swears at me and I get in trouble, so whatever.
That's amazing.
She goes, bloody hell, get your arse over here. I'm like, uh-oh, you're 8, you're not allowed to say that, but I don't care.
Yeah, I feel like I have to watch. I have to watch what I say often around kids now. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I moved in with my cousin. She's got three little ones. So I'm like, yeah, I can definitely watch what I say from now on.
Oh, mine just learn when and where. Because I swear all the time. And so do they. I'm like, well, let's just learn when we're allowed to swear and when we're not allowed to swear, and we'll just go with that.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So I'm already recording. I didn't even tell you that. But
okay.
We're ready to hear the Lion King sex story.
Sorry, I got kind of a bat in the cage, so my nose will probably rattle quite a bit as I'm talking. I just got over a cold not too long ago.
Oh.
Well, this is about, I'm going to say maybe, I'm trying to think, I was with the ex for about 3 years, so four, maybe 5 years ago.
Okay.
I was dating this guy. He was pretty cool. Like, we'd hang out and get high and watch movies and laugh hysterically. He's the one who actually introduced me to Wedding Crashers.
Oh, yay!
So.
I love that movie.
Yes. But my favorite part is when we're at dinner and the grandpa's talking about Theodore Roosevelt's wife and how he's like, and now that wife of his, huge dyke, big lug muncher. Kills me every time. But anyways, sorry, I digress.
You're good. I love that movie.
Yeah, that and that. You are my bitch lover from Todd, the really weird dolphin kid.
Yeah. Yes.
We would, hang out. He was kind of more like a friend with benefits. I had just, a year and a half prior to that, I was just gotten out of a really crappy 5-year relationship with somebody.
Yeah.
And he was the type of person that, like, he lifted me up. He made me feel good. He made me feel like I mattered. And he was pretty cool. And we would hook up occasionally again, smoke pot, watch movies, so on and so forth. And we had, obviously done the deed, and we're just kind of laying there. And I'm just like, okay, well, I got to get thinking in my head. Like, I got this to do, I got that to do. And I just, like, look over him, and I see him, like, reach down. I'm thinking, like, he's scratching the inside of his leg.
Yeah?
No.
Oh.
That motherfucker put his thumb in our juices, lifts his finger up, wipes his thumb across my forehead.
Oh, my God.
I had that moment where I'm like, okay, if I had a pole with some, mangoes and whatever else Rafiki had on his, I'd beat the shit out of him right now. I was like, one of those things, you don't know what to say, and I'm just like, that was fucking gross. I'm not gonna throw up on you. I could, feel it, running down my eyebrow, and I'm like, okay,
you need
to get up and go. I need to take a shower. Deuces, and I don't think I talked to him for, another 2 or 3 years. That is so gross now.
Oh my God, that's horrifying.
Yeah.
That is so not what I thought it was going to be. I kept trying to go through all these other scenarios. I'm like, what could it possibly be? I don't know.
The funny thing is I told my most recent ex about it, and he was seriously he's like, what were you guys doing it doggy style? And you came and went ah! I was no, that's not it either.
All I could picture is him lifting you up and singing.
Of
life.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, that's definitely not what happened.
That's hilarious. Oh my God, that's so horrifying. I can't even imagine what I would do. Did you gag?
I didn't know what to do. I sat there and I just stared at him. I could feel my face getting red because I was getting pissed off. And I'm for one thing, the sex wasn't even that good, and that's like, I was just like, hey, you need to go, I need to take a shower, I got shit to do, deuces, like, you need to leave.
Oh my god, that's amazing. That's hilarious.
That, for everybody that has been wondering, that is the Lion King story.
I love it. That makes...
I'm pretty sure the only person that actually knew about it was Joe. I think I told him one time when we were hanging out, he was the only one that knew out of the group, so...
Yeah, because I think that he said... Was it you or him that suggested that you tell it? I can't remember.
Probably. Thanks, Joe. No.
Thanks, Joe.
Now everybody knows my dirty little secret. No, not really. There's many more, but still.
I'll keep you my dirty little secret. I've been...
Dirty little secret. Oh, sorry. I thought we were really going on and on with that.
Well, we could. I recorded with Chuck and Adam until 4 o'clock this morning. And oh my God, it was just nonsense because it's just for the so-so'd. But that's all we did was sing the whole time. And that's all I do anyway. So I'm like on the, you know, everything is a lyric type situation.
Oh, yeah. When Swing first came out for the All American Rejects, I would torment my brother with it because he absolutely hated it. He's one of those, like, absolutely, like, hardcore, like, death metal.
Oh, yeah.
Like, where it's, like, nothing but, like, growling. And, you know, some of it's pretty cool. So I like some of it, but there's so much. He listens to a band called Anal Cunt. Dan knows who they are. I didn't know who they were. But, yeah, their band is called Anal Cunt. And, like, yeah, some of it, I don't know. But, you know, the part where he's, like, carry me. Like, we'd be driving, and I'd, like, get his face and sing that really loud.
And then
he'd, like, turn around and, like, backhand me right in the face and tell me to shut the fuck up. So,
well then.
Yeah. We're a very loving, you know, brother and sister. That's
right.
That's what we do.
Right.
So
when you're talking...
Go ahead. I was going to say... One other thing he did to me when I was a kid, he's 4 years younger than me.
Yeah.
So when my front two teeth were loose, this tells you how long ago it was, he took a Columbus, Ohio phone book. And for those of you who do not know what phone books are, no, I'm just kidding, and threw it at my face and knocked my two front teeth out.
Oh my God.
All because I don't remember what I did. I did something and I know I deserved it, but I can't remember what it was. I just remember getting hit in the face with the Columbus, Ohio phone book.
Oh, hell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. Oh, my phone was beeping. Yeah, my brother used to shoot me in the butt with a BB gun all the time. He was mean to me. And then he got in trouble and got it taken away. And I'm pretty sure he got mad at me because he got in trouble.
Aww.
And, yeah, we get to hear said brother in the next few weeks. He's going to be on the episode, so I'm going to give him shit about how mean he was to me.
Cause there you go.
I'm sure I never did anything wrong.
Oh, no, we never do anything wrong.
No.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah. No. We're good.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Yeah. My mom just told me a story not too long ago that after my brother was born, this was a 15-pound baby, by the way.
Holy shit.
Yeah, they said if she was to birth him naturally, they would have to break his collarbone. She's like, no, fuck that. Cut me open and take this little bastard out.
No kidding. Holy shit.
And she said that she had been home. Obviously, she can't really do much after having a C-section, or so I've been told. I guess she went to the bathroom and he was crying and she came waddling out and I had him around the neck just saying, here, mom, I help, here, mom.
Oh, my brother did that to me.
So, I mean, yes, this is going on since like day one of his life. So.
Oh my God. Yes, siblings are fun.
Absolutely, we are. If I didn't have my brother, I don't know what I would do. He's like my best friend now, so.
That's good. That's always good. Yeah, my two brothers are, well, two of my brothers I talk to all the time. My other brother is younger and just got married, so I don't talk to him as much. My 6'9" ginger brother.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, you're good. I burp all the time.
I'm actually kind of sad. I thought that would be a lot heftier, but anyway.
Right? I hate that. So anyway, I was going to say, when you're talking to Dan and he starts mentioning bands, do you ever feel like you should just be like, oh yeah, I know who that is, so you don't feel so stupid?
Wait, say that one more time. My phone cut out. I'm sorry.
when you're talking to Dan and he starts talking about all these bands, do you ever want to be like, oh yeah, I know who that is. I know exactly who that is.
And then you're like sitting there and you're like Googling it on the phone.
Right.
Like, who are these people?
I know. Or he'll send a snap with him and the band member and I'm like, who the fuck is that? I don't know. I don't know, Dan.
I don't know, but his snaps make me happy. I love band snaps.
Right.
Like, the ears and like hearts in his eyes and stuff. It's so precious.
Right.
So.
I know, and it's always when you're like upset too, and then you get a Dan snap.
I know, it's always a good day. I know I had to delete the app for a little bit while my phone like had to update because apparently I didn't have enough space, so I deleted like 6 apps, and I forgot about Snapchat, and I didn't have it for like 4 days. So I don't know how. I have like 10 snaps from Dan because I always thought they just like deleted after a certain amount of time. I still don't understand how Snapchat works.
I don't
know. And no, it just kept like going on and on and on. And I'm like, oh, I'm so happy.
Yay.
I get all these Dan snaps at once.
Yay for Dan snaps.
Yes. Yes, queen.
Oh. Right.
Oh, man.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Well, thank you for telling the Lion King story that we've all been waiting for so long. And then I made everybody wait. I withheld.
You prop tease.
No. I did. That was a total teaser move. I was like, yeah, we'll find out in 2 days. Because I was going to have Chuck call you with me, but Chuck and I could never line up at the same time to call. Mm-hmm. And since you're 2 hours later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I did find out today. Is this airing Friday, right?
Yes.
So I found out today, Thursday, that I've been selected to come back for my second portion job interview. I think I posted that in the group. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I'd say what it is, but I don't want to jinx myself. Let me just put it this way, that it's something that I think I'll be pretty good at, and it has to do with animals. So.
Oh, nice. How cool.
Yeah.
I'm jealous of your Ulta job. I'm pretty sure I would never bring home a paycheck, though. It would all.
Yeah,
I would probably pay.
We just got in a couple other, like, new products for Christmas, like palettes and new lipsticks, like Morphe lipsticks, and then Max got a bunch of new stuff in, and we got an extra shipment in of Kylie Jenner, like, lip things. Yeah, I fell asleep the other night, and I had makeup swatches on my hand of, like, lipstick, and I woke up, and I had, like, different colored, because I couldn't get it to come off, and I'm like, fuck it, I'm just going to bed.
Right.
And yeah, I apparently sweated it all off on my face off the other night. Like, whatever, I woke up in I was just looking around, I'm like, what the fuck, dude, what is this? And I still couldn't get it to come off. I had to, like, knock the beam of this shit out of my face.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so, do you want Kylie's lip kit, lip gloss, whatever, even if you don't support the Kardashian Jenners, that shit will stay on like no other. It doesn't matter. She apparently needs it for them dick sucking lips she has, but she designed something good.
Stays on even when you suck the meanest dick. I think that should be her tagline.
No, we need to create our own lip line, and that can be her tagline.
Yes. Dick sucking lip stain.
There we go. Brought to you by Nikki and Emily.
Uh-huh.
Hashtag don't steal this, bitches. Trademarking it now.
Yes, we're doing it. We're doing it. Won't come off
right,
even
girl.
After the fifth
day. Well, I hope you get to feeling better and
well, thank you.
Go and fall off the face of the earth. That's awful. I'm so sorry you're going through that, man.
Oh, it's all right. This is definitely the worst I've ever had. Like, I couldn't move until about an hour ago.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. Like, I wish I could... Oh, God, see, this is why we need to be neighbors, because I would come bring you food and soups and
I
all
know.
Kinds of shit. See?
I know. All I wanted was Sprite today, and I was like... I finally got some because I had to go take my kid to hockey, so that's when I finally got up and actually did something, but I couldn't walk for a long time because of my ankles and shit. And for me to be down is a big deal. Like, I don't go down for anything.
Right, right. Yeah, you're a pretty tough motherfucker. So, yeah. I mean, yeah, I can completely understand. Yeah. I can be the same way. Like, it takes quite a bit to kind of knock me down. Like, I think the last time that I was really, like, down and out for the count was when I had a cancer scare.
Oh, shit.
3 or 4 years ago, and they had to go in and, like, do something to my cervix. They, like, froze it, and then they, like, took, like, they cut out portions of it and whatnot. Sorry, guys, if this is TMI, I don't really care.
Ow.
But I was so bloated and just, I don't know, I was only under for, like, an hour, and I still, I think for 2 to 3 days after, I thought I was going to just, like, either my uterus was going to fall out or, I don't know, it was bad.
Ugh. That sounds horrible. Ouch.
Yeah, but I've been pretty good since, so.
Well, that's good.
I'm going to keep on trucking.
Yeah, that's good. All right, well, thanks again for telling the story, and thanks for the leaf fucker suggestion. That guy was a douche.
Oh, dude, man, let me tell you, I followed that shit for fucking ever, and yeah, when you guys kept saying plumber's assistant, that's all I could think of was that Rocco's Modern Life. He's like, hey, thanks a lot, just like constantly pulling up his pants out of his butt crack.
I can't remember if it ended up in the so-soed or the regular soed, but when I first said plumber's assistant, I thought Chuck was going to lose his shit.
Oh, I know. I lost my shit just even, like, the first time you said it, like, in the regular episode. I think I was driving to work. Like, ah!
I'm pretty sure that was the second take of me saying the plumber's assistant because he lost it. He's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And we were recording at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning because he gets off work at 10 at night. So by the time we could record and get through with all the bullshit that goes wrong with my computer every time I want to record, we didn't get done till 2 or 3 in the morning, and we had to do it 2 nights in a row because we didn't get done.
Right.
So we were like, everything was funny at that point.
Oh, I bet that slap happy punch drunk.
Yep.
Everything just like, oh, look, a hairball.
Yeah, that's exactly how we were. Like, everything was funny.
Yeah, well, it's been there.
But it worked.
Been there for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, girl, you know where I am. If you need anything, you just let me know.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I just want to say, I love all you CND bitches. Love you all so much. I wish I could keep you all in my pocket. And
right.
I
know.
Come visit me in Ohio.
No shit. We need to have an Ohio meetup where everybody comes to Ohio.
Yes.
Most of you
are. It's corn as fuck here. It's nothing but corn and Jesus.
It's what?
Nothing but corn and Jesus. So.
Right. It sounds good to me. Let's do this.
Let's do it. All right, dear. Well, I will talk to you later, and thanks for giving me a call.
Okay. Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God. That made me giggle. All right, big thanks to Emily for that story. That is so not what I thought it was going to be, yet so fucking amazing. Like I said, I'm going to be releasing some more audio with Adam and Chuck. They were cool enough to record with me last night for a so-soed. As you can imagine, it got fucking out of hand, like 2 hours out of hand. And it was the middle of the night again, and all I have to say is something in the way. You'll hate that song by the end of what we release. But it's never going to stop. Never. Never, never, never. So I will have it out either Friday afternoon or Saturday. And then next week you will hear from, I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure who I'm putting out first. So somebody, it will either be Adam and Chuck or my brothers, Ryan and Kagan. So either way, it's going to be a freaking treat. A fucking treat. And I just want to say, don't get Lion King'd after sex and stay out of chalk lines. Goodbye.
Ooh, I gotta get my shit together. Moving forward.
So.